No, I only got here in 12. 12.
Close enough.
Back far away.
Yeah. Was your dad's name Al?
Alba.
Alba?
Mabel.
What was your mother's name?
Mabel.
Was she from around here too?
No.
She was from Texaco.
Around in Colfax County.
But she was born here.
Did they live originally on this place here, or did they?
On both?
Yeah.
When they come here, yeah. They come here from down from the mines. Yeah, it was in the mines before they come here.
Oh, yeah, where did they come from?
Up the Court Lines. There's Burke and Wallace and all of them.
What did your dad do when he was here? Did he farm, or was it in farm life?
One brother?
Five?
Five sisters.
Can you name them for me?
Yeah, I'm oldest. Sister's Ruth, and then myself, and then Gladys, and Rita, Jim, Leona, and Jean.
And were you raised here?
Yeah, I was born here.
And did you go to school in Iowa?
Yeah, well, I went 3 years of high school then.
In Iowa. But when did they have the high school biology? They didn't always have high school, I guess. They did up until I closed it. I don't know what year that was, because we were gone.
I don't know. In the 30s someplace, they discontinued it.
Yeah, because Bill and the girls went down there. For a few years.
Shirley Hilstead graduated down in Ohio State. So, what year in the 36th is Colleen? But I know they had 3 years because they're all Rockport girls, and took the fourth year in Milk.
Did your family come out here to Ashton?
My folks came with us in Potlatch in 1909. But I didn't come to Viola until soon.
How did you start?
Well, down here at the school.
And, let's see. My name's
Mary. Well, that was the 30th, July 29th,
1932. And, I'll write it down later, but I wanted just to listen to the 5th and the 8th. And were your kids born here?
No, Richard and Dee was born in Lewis. Judge himself were born actually come to the same.
I thought we were in Lewiston, sir.
Lumbergrader.
I was CFR 10
years
now. Did you come back to this place after your parents died?
After your dad died, yeah.
And then finally,
he died 38. I worked this weekend and worked down there during the week till 43. I quit down there.
Did you work on the farm with your dad, or did you try and work out anything?
Oh, no. Well, I worked there for a year off work and on stationary a day or out. I don't know, I suppose I was probably about, well, I'm 30 in there somewhere.
What did you do? I've never seen one of those things. I mean, you know, I can't realize how the thing works because I don't even realize how one of the new ones work. But that was fascinating to me, that finding the stationery.
Yeah, I was wiring on there.
And then you could take the cook house and.
No, that was thrashing.
That was thrashing.
Stationery thrashing.
Oh.
First, we used to have quite a crew on there too, they do. With three pitchers, and two feeders, two wiremen, and a bale buck. That would be the Vickers crew, and then wherever you bale, by the farmer, then you'd have furnished teams and slips and to haul the hay into the balers. Cut some bale all around this country, get all around slips, hot lads, all through there. Dan Park, there he worked. Twelve and a half cents an hour, 10 hours a day.
Oh. Oh.
Now these kids won't work for $2 an hour.
That's
and the top hands, like bale bucks, they only got $1.50. They got 15 cents an hour. $1.25 a day. Of course, we got to eat pretty good if the first farmer's fed is wherever we're
at. Or wherever
you're
at.
Yeah, usually most of them fed pretty good. Once in a while, you find one that's a little bit lean.
Well, I heard they used to have quite a competition among the women. Nobody wanted to be outdone.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be pretty good.
Central to repeat it, you couldn't understand what was coming from the other end.
when you had your telephone, was it, did you have an operator, or did you bring the...
Yeah. On the line, first then, if you want to call along, just call to the operator's booth. It was a community line. We had everybody go out and work on it a day or two in the spring and keep it up. No, it's too bad. Couldn't have got something like that on Archie Bowles and some of them like that. You know, they could really talk the old time.
Yeah, I know. there are so many that, you know, that even when
Neil
and I were married,
that
were around,
they're
gone now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you sit down there and talk to Bull. He talked about, of course, now I'm considered an old timer, but at that time, you know, of course, I am an old timer. It's just a whole lot of it is gone, like you said. I mean,
well,
Her dad homesteaded in there.
Quite a while ago. And my real dad homesteaded real early too, about
the
same
time. Yeah. Oh, I suppose, yeah.
And the dancers were here quite early too.
Yeah, I imagine.
And Mrs. Webber from Mrs. Frankie Webber, Frankie's mother, and he thought that Christian and Dom, but then his heart, you know, my mom.
Like I said,
it's like coffee,
it grows
and
grows.
She's been here a good many years. I don't know if they were born here, but then she's been here as long as...
Talking to Gray one day down there, and he said they came here in 14. Seemed to me as a kid that they had always been on that place, Steve, but they came here after 2 years after we were my folks did.
Yeah, some of these people have been here forever. Mm-hmm. So we're home to Sabrina. Now, Mrs. Rockport, I thought that she was going to be a temple. I mean, she's been around there. They
were
here.
But
not about good here.
No.
In the old records, there's an eighth of the elf.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know who, but that's Merle.
That's Merle's brother. Oldest brother, that's Howard Hill's dad. He's still.
But trying to get people sorted out or something else. You know, with the poker, because I've got all the names down in here, but then trying to figure out who's a son to who or a brother to who, that sort of thing, is something else. What were the main part of Iowa like when you were
old? It had, oh, we had three stores or so, but it hadn't actually changed.
Did the road used to go in there differently than it does now? Did they change that? Were the bridge going across for this one?
Well,
one way or another?
It might have been at one time when they built the highway, but I think that bridge has always more or less kind of been what it had. See, the main highway used to go through by over there. Used to wander around all over every place. Moscow, I swung way down in by Hazeltine's place over there, you know, and wandered around up through those fields there.
Oh, no wonder it was such a long way to go to Moscow.
You to that, or you went over the hill, like.
Yeah, I couldn't see how there was a, in the picture I've got, there was a hill that went road it looked like. It went up behind where the church was and up over.
Yeah,
there
used to be a road over in that way too, but.
Looks pretty clear, and pretty well traveled.
But the other, the main road really for people here to go to Moscow is up over the Moscow Mountain by where Smetana's men live now, up that way. But the original Viola there, 4 mile, was up this side of the bridge. The main part of town.
It was on the other side, yeah.
This side. Where, from where Graves lives on up towards where we turn, come up our way.
Yeah.
Up through there, that's where the original
and
4 mile was.
No,
wreck
of the original.
No.
Of that at all. Of the original.
That's where the main part used to be. Quite a large sawmill set in there. Well, you remember where the old school barn used to set in there? There used to be quite a large sawmill in there.
Well, isn't that the barn that Frankie
Rivers
got down in
the back
of school?
No, it was
Jim's.
Yeah,
Jim made it down. Well, it's telling me that this dad told him that was a fort over where Charles Gant is living now, in a place in his farm. They used to be an old log fort over there during the Indian uprising.
No. I think Viola was his older town in Moscow.
I think so too, because the post office wasn't established in Viola until 1878, and in Moscow it was just, I think, 1875 or something like that. But Viola was here a long time because the post office was there, you know, before they had a post office building. So I think it must have been around a long time, but I don't know where you find the records on that. Of course, the government keeps up on where things are when they put them in. But. Am I Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. I've been around here quite a while.
Yeah.
I've been with how long have you been there? Whether she moved over here when she was married to class.
What year did she teach?
32.
Was it in the Iowa?
You let me go down.
No, it's a tree. They were the two teachers. I had the first 4 grades, and Mrs. Burke had the next 4, and the first 2 years, Mrs. Higgins had the high school.
Did they have separate rooms for high school?
No, they did not. Not all of the same.
Yeah, it used to be either. You was either a Cheney or a Rothwell in this country, or related to one of them. If you was a Presby or somebody like that and wasn't related, you didn't hardly belong in the community.
do you remember when we had the school?
Oh, sure. I didn't get rich. I don't remember what it was. It was piecework. You got so much a box for picking. He done everybody he could.
I didn't
have to be the best. I was just one damn good neighbor. I don't care what you say. And it couldn't be.
Whenever you want to help,
he's
ready.
He does. I helped out with me more than all the rest of them in the community put together. I mean, he just quit whatever he's doing and come help you. That's why he enjoyed it.
Well, you know, people used to talk to each other more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
Kind of a sad thing to take people to find their own little
world.
Start out in their own world and forget what other people are doing.
Never see your neighbor unless you once in a great blue moon you run into them in town. That's about it.
Then you gotta look twice if you know.
Yeah. Yeah, when we'd butcher, we'd give him a ring, and he'd come help butcher, and we'd work the other way, and all that stuff, you know. And a couple of cow, I'd give him a ring, and he'd be over here. No one's to help me butcher, and the snow was about that deep, and I know us all the way over here, him breaking trail, and her following.
I didn't try as much as my friends
did.
She
can.
Everything.
You know, Sandy said something surprising when she was talking about the school. When they were talking about the berries, you know, mm-hmm. And she said people didn't can much then. And I was wondering if it was everybody or maybe her family just didn't for some reason care as much.
Well, I would have thought that it would be necessary to cam, you know, as far away from things as you were then. You know, it wasn't quite like you to jump in the car and run to Viola, pick up a can or something.
If you were going to have it, you had to prepare it and take it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
kinds of food. But they raised on the place. It was raised here. Of course, if it wasn't raised here, I didn't eat that.
They used to have an awful lot of fruit and more fruit. Has the weather changed?
Well,
raised it, or just nobody takes the time?
Nobody takes the time, but then along about my early 30s, we got a freeze here that come really early in the fall and dropped down around zero, and the apples hadn't been picked or anything yet, and it killed all the soft fruit here, and hurt the apples, and people just never went into them after that.
This
was not
here.
Yeah, it was all over the computer. We had half a dozen big cherry trees around the house here that had produced bushels of cherries and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they were old trees, real old trees then.
Did they sell
fruit
at all?
Oh, yeah, they sell some fruit. In fact, Dad used to ship quite a lot of cherries. And I don't know where he sent them to, but he shipped them out of here.
They had talked about the prunes
that
they shipped out
too.
Did they take them down to the railroad and
ship
them to
the railroad? Yeah. Ship out cargoes. Get stuck where it went
going.
I remember one time, first, didn't really know the difference, that they shipped several cargoes back east someplace. Speculation that he's going to sell them at the dog back there. That the old fruit spoil. Pay him demurrage on the railroad cars. And
yeah.
I think it was kind of hard to get her wages that fall. Yeah. For those that it takes. Yeah. But Carl
came
more or less.
Oh, that's
fine. Carl more or less run the orchards up there when he lived up there. Old man George Chan was still in it, but he's already kind of flipping out. You know, he's getting older and he's getting older. No.
Well, did they have that farm? Of course, I can get this from them, but did they have that farmland up there too?
They owned, at one time, they had that piece of Don Farms above you there too. They owned that.
Yeah, the old garden street.
Yeah. But they, I think that was this brother she's talking about at George's. That it originally owned that. And I think at one time he might even own the grass plate up there. I wouldn't say for sure.
I don't know, we've always been under the impression that he did. The grass family is one that was here for a long time.
Yeah.
Haven't dug anything up on them yet. I know the names are older.
Couple of Germans, I guess. Dimly remember Billy's father, you know, maybe once or twice. You know, but
did they have the horses, sawmills around in here?
No, not when I was a kid. They've been in.
Well, nothing. They came in pretty
well.
The lumber out.
Yeah, we were able to walk that out at that time. Of course, most of this big timber around here was cut for wood. You can see, well, this Bonner place here. Two cabins. There's one down by where the old mailbox used to be. And there's another up in here, and that'd be three or four men lived there, and then cabins, and just cut wood year round.
Yeah, I don't
think that we're then in the fall, those farmers come in from down around Albion and down in that country, the big six-horse teams and wagons and double wagons coming in and all their wood out, coming in to buy wood.
There wasn't wood down, you know, I heard that, but they used to have a big old wood lot down there in Viola that was just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, then, were there places around that people couldn't make wood, or did they just not have the time or take the time to do it?
Down that lower country, they didn't have a timberman. That was all, the spruce country, that's all pretty much grassland, it was open country. When you get down west. But a lot of these people...
Curious, now why they have such a booming business in wood, when there's so much of it around?
Well, there's a lot of people around, like Roy Abbott and a lot of them. They go out and cut wood, and then they haul it to Viola and trade it to Bowles for groceries, you know, that's the way. That's the way they lived, I mean. And then Bowles, he'd sell wood to somebody else. Kind of a barter system.
Well, everything was heated by wood. Well, just like the...
Well, it is either wood or coal, and coal wasn't too plentiful in the country at that time, I don't suppose. And coal would have to be kept in, and it's kind of expensive to get. Yeah, all this necklace is metal, and it might give you quite a lot of rundown on Viola.
Do you remember anything about Cemetery, other than the Wild Cemetery? I don't remember the date that the Wild Cemetery was needed there, but I know that there were people in this area before that time, and I was just wondering if they had private cemeteries in their own property, or if they had...
It's possible, you know, but I've never run across any of them.
Never heard anything about it.
I think there is a little cemetery down there towards 4 miles, school up in there, out in there someplace.
I don't think so. Don't know just where it's at.
I don't know exactly either.
And I think that's where you and I go with every Memorial Day. I think that's where it is.
Oh,
she's got four different ones around here.
But was you from around here? Or
no. I don't know when they moved in. But I know Ima said she was... Well, you know, wasn't one of the, was nine or something when they came.
Oh. It's a few more loosely, I think.
Well, they certainly had people from different places out here. It was, yeah. It was a bunch.
Every place kind of went to the name of the homestead or name, you know. I mean, they talk about so and so, and I couldn't even place them when I was a kid. They're long gone. Bulls and them dollars, the older ones talk about this place and that place. And it's grown by the homestead or name. Up there around the spring.
Huh. Well, I don't know what that means. Where's the thing is, what I've got is the, like I said, the postal records, but you know, if people didn't send letters and get money orders, they're not on those records. So there's bound to be some people that are mixed on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing, I'm sure. I'm enjoying it.
Without the mismatch, it was a week to get somebody. Family on Burnell with 40 or 80 acres, and they all made a living somewhere. I don't know how, but it did. It seemed like people were more satisfied then than the other one. Nobody had a whole lot, but then they had a living, and that seemed to be all that was necessary. You wonder now when you think that besides families, some of them raised, they were in the world they put them, like Carl up there in that little house that Vern's got, and Lord got the family raised.
And all those kids.
And all those kids, and that is all they have.
When the kids all had
an extra year or two around, yeah. They'd come in and stay. Family George came over there. There was always two or three outsiders or four that would come in there and stay 3 or 4 or 5 months.
How you got over in this area because your family was in Troy. He said he came over to the dance at Viola and he was too drunk to go home, and Carl took him home and he could stay. I guess they used to have some pretty good times in the dance hall down there.
Yeah. Pretty rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little before my time too. When I got to chase a lot of country dances, we'd go around different people's homes.
Oh.
They had a dance every Saturday night.
They just take turns having it in their homes.
Different homes. That's one that like to dance, so they kind of take turns. They have to select them. They have a fiddler.
Oh.
They have either somebody with a violin and maybe banjo. Somebody playing the organ or something like that. Lots of old square dances. Lots of hard cider. Fistfights, they were nice. The board dance was over. It was a pretty tame dance, though. At least one good brawl.
Yeah, speaking of liquor, was most of the alcoholics people made their own? Somebody made it?
In my time, yeah. But before that, before probation, why? Then there was still in fact, I guess there was two or three in bottle orders or more at one time. The bold settler then moved. His dad had a store down in there about where the old Dutch's place is.
Yeah. Mechanically inclined.
Maybe we raised him again now.
No, I just turned it over. I know, on the other side. Oh.
school was eighth grade then. Arlo Myers. Well, I remember one time I left the school with him. Dr. Bible was right up to me. He was in all his fourth grade in the school after that.
Dog Pop there, that was one of her first ones. I know Devota Ross was up there one year, her first teacher.
Well, yeah, it seemed to me like somebody told me there was a house down there that was teacher, and I didn't know was a house there by the school.
When I was real small, I remember she found some home on Thanksgiving. I was noted as quite a speaker as a kid. I suppose I was just bright and was ready to freak out. She brought that home over here and turned it over to my teacher down here. She used to always have a program on Thanksgiving and Christmas. At the church, the kids had put on a program, and she found the poem, and she thought it'd be a good idea for me, and she walked over here, and she never taught me anything like that either, but I don't know what she
thought.
Or is it going back there to the beach or something like that, and she's seen the way. A long day.
You're correct. You're correct. You're correct.
of the clock. I always say that. Clock up on that hill. And then the feeling of that watch. Found what they did on the front and run down with the mice and snakes. And then about ran off the road the other day. I was watching one of the hawks and one of the cook had a great big snake about that long. And he was having an awful time getting up off the ground with it. I was watching the hawks instead of the road.
No, actually, it wasn't that long in the late 30s and early 40s, deer started going back in. And that's how I knew myself for a while.
Well, did they have much any fur down on it? Did they ever do any trapping up in this area? Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's very sometimes.